From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A South African parliamentary debate over whether to remove President Jacob Zuma was delayed Tuesday. It came after opposition lawmakers alleged that the parliament speaker could not preside over the session because she isn't impartial. She is a Zuma ally. The speaker temporarily suspended the session in parliament after angry complaints that she was implicated in wrongdoing with Zuma, who apologized after the country's highest court said he violated the Constitution in a scandal over millions of dollars in state spending over on his private home. The motion to remove Zuma was unlikely to pass because it requires a two-thirds majority for approval. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh region have reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. The country's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separatist authorities in Karabakh, the military actions were halted as of 800 hours GMT Tuesday. That latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops had been killed in the past 2 days of fighting. Global economic recovery is still too slow and too fragile in the face of growing risks from the slowdown in China and subdued growth in developing economies. That assessment comes from the International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde Tuesday. She hinted that the IMF will cut its current 2016 global growth forecast of 3.4% next week when it publishes its fresh forecasts. This is VOA News. The African Union mission in Somalia and Somali government forces have killed several al-Shabaab commanders in the lower Shabelle region. Six leaders of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamist militant group were killed Tuesday. Reuters reported the head of al-Shabaab's intelligence arm in the region was killed. A militant spokesman said he was killed but did not confirm the other deaths. Syrian peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th, but regime negotiators will arrive several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country. That's according to the UN Tuesday. The United Nations mediator, Stefan de Mistura, had previously said he wanted to restart those talks on April 9th. A UN spokesman told journalists that Mistura expects to start on the 11th by meeting with the main opposition High Negotiations Committee. Meanwhile, Syrian state media and an activist group say militant shelling of a predominantly Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo has killed at least 9 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday's shelling came amid clashes between members and Kurdish fighters. Islamic State militants are cracking down on a few remaining Christians and preventing them from leaving Raqqa, Syria. That's according to local activists in interviews with the Voice of America. Christians are the most vulnerable group in the country. That's according to Hussam Issa, an activist in Raqqa, a group that monitors IS activities in the city. Christians have lived in Raqqa for centuries and make up nearly 5% of the 400,000 pre-war population. 2 weeks after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, President Obama and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg marked a tragedy while reinforcing the importance of staying focused on the fight against the Islamic State militant group. This is President Obama.
We had an excellent meeting that started with marking the tragedy that had taken place in Brussels and reinforcing the importance of us staying focused on ISIL and countering the terrorism that has seeped up into Europe and around the world.
Again, that is President Barack Obama. The death toll after heavy rains in Pakistan's northwest and in Kashmir rose to 71 Tuesday, according to officials. The revised death toll come as rescuers are evacuating dozens of people still trapped by the landslides. 10 more people were found in the province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa after the weekend downpour triggered landslides and collapsed the roofs of dozens of homes. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.